Good morning. I'm sick. It's the Gloucestercast. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 included me. We got 6. What are you laughing about?
Very good, Joey.
You're just...
What are you laughing? Yeah. Melissa Cox is already laughing, making fun of me. You came in here with attitude.
I am so pleased
number,
that you
Melissa.
Can count to 6.
Yeah.
And you almost forgot yourself.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
She's been giving me shit ever since she got in here.
I love that.
We got City Councilor Melissa Cox. You're not here as a city councilor, though. You're here as a friend.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
We're here with Donna Adazzoni.
With her summer shirt on.
It's where my story began. Yeah. It says her shirt. It's one of those ladies, tight-fitted ones. She was at the gym yesterday. She's feeling good. She flexed for me yesterday. She's jacked up.
I was at the gym yesterday, too. Where'd you go?
Magnolia.
She's a Magnolia person.
So...
We got Nicole Schraft.
Hi.
How you doing today, Nicole?
Doing great.
She's got a puffy jacket on. We have Bill Cox. Bill is here as a representative of the Phyllis A. Association. And we have
Mr. F. Evanescence.
Toby Pett.
Good morning, Gloucester.
There you go. Thank you, Toby. Now we can get started officially. This week, I think 3 of us out of the 6 all took advantage of Cape Ann Museums, free for Cape Ann residents. Bill, 4 out of 6. So we have
the entire month.
We have a majority for the whole month through January, free for Cape Ann residents. Awesome. You can go to the Cape Ann Museum, and this is just coming off of their huge renovation. They have the Fresnel lens in there. They also have the mini dory that Gino Mondello built.
Mm-hmm.
They have the fisherman's exhibit with the faces of the working waterfront that don't include lobstermen. Because if you're not allowed, the only people that count as fishermen in our town apparently are fishermen. If you don't drag a net behind your boat, you don't really have a voice in this town. Even though I think the fisheries commission head is a lobsterman in Mark Ring. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very much so.
Yeah. Yeah. No respect. No respect.
Rodney Dangerfield, right?
Yeah.
I think we should.
One little boy who needs to see the lens.
Tie him down and put lobsters around him.
Mark Ring is one of my favorite people.
I was there one day when Tony Gross was putting all of his campaign stuff all over Mark's car. It was hilarious. Like, they duct taped it to the car. It was fabulous.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So.
Lobstermen
have a sense of humor.
Oh, they definitely
do.
They have to.
Right, yeah, when you're out there in the freezing cold.
They have to.
No one to entertain you but yourself.
Yep.
I'm never
mind.
Don't go there.
So what was the highlight? Visions. What was the highlight for you guys in the Cape Ann Museum? What's your favorite part of it?
I had been earlier since they had opened, but went specifically for the working waterfront pictures this time. And it was really weird, you know, when you say, wow, I saw a friend at the museum, you see him at the museum. You don't expect to see them in the exhibit. It was really neat. So, I mean, it's not very often you get to go to a museum and see people you know in the exhibits. It was really neat. For me, it was awesome.
The first time I had gone in there as an adult, I had recognized Debbie Clark's, things that she does with foil on the back of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's in that hallway, and so it is cool when you know people that have stuff in there.
Yeah.
That place is unbelievable. So Donna, what about you? What was your favorite part of the museum?
The faces of the waterfront, but the artwork in there is tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, I go to the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. This is even better because you have artifacts.
Local flavor.
Yeah.
I was there with the girls. The reason we went there, actually, we had a very specific mission. The day of the polar plunge on Rocky Neck, Madeline found a little piece of china, a broken piece of china, with a cool design on it. And, like, literally, it could be something that came off of a ship. Who knows where it came from. But it seemed like a really old, cool piece of china. I'm like, well, they have that china exhibit where the broken pieces of china from, you know. So I told her, let's go see if we can find out where it came from. So like all week long, I'm like psyched to do this. I always try to have something planned, like based that they will think is cool. Like kind of like what Nicole makes me look like a piker in this respect. But so we went there, and they had a blast. And but speaking of the art, though, Madeline was like, is that a painting or is that a photograph of the Fitzhenry Lane exhibit?
What, Beulah? The doors from the Sawyer Free Library are on exhibit right when you walk in. Yeah. And they're amazing. Who knew? The Pyatt Bridge doors, they're going to be on exhibit soon.
Oh, wow.
They're taking them off the bridge and bringing them into the library so you see them. I'm so excited about
that. That is very cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was just me or because the security guard knew me, but he followed me around.
You want you pocketing any silverware?
And making sure I wasn't touching anything.
Has nothing on this.
And I have to tell you, Rhonda Falloon, the director, and Martha Oakes, the curator, are fabulous. Because we had a question about a piece of furniture. Like, what is this? And what, you know, and of course, we can't touch it. So I went and grabbed Martha, and she came over, and she explained it to us, and you know, was telling us all the stuff that they have that's not on exhibit because they don't have the space.
The archives.
I get the archives. Yeah.
They weren't open when I went, but that's one of my favorite parts
of it. The Chippendale furniture is like in the...
I was waiting for...
Did you say Chip and Dale? She said Chip and Dale.
I did.
She? Did you do that on purpose?
No.
You did, yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
After you, but no, after you.
Is that in the secretary's desks and all that? Oh, yeah. She's really. But I like the little artifacts, you know,
the bone.
Bill, how about you?
Stuff.
I've always been fascinated by the fact that it has like the only red coat in America.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've always found that fascinating.
Is that true?
That's legit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's nowhere else. Not the Smithsonian.
Because everybody, when they got them, they destroyed them, or they used them for curtains, or they used them for. Yeah. New Englanders were very utilitarian, so when they got the stuff, they usually chopped it up and turned it into something else.
Yeah.
The other thing was had to be the. Albeit very depressing story about how Thatcher Island is named.
Yeah.
I never knew the whole story, but it's...
I didn't get it.
At the light.
Well, I always thought it was named after Nicole's son.
Sorry. It is.
That's what she tells him.
Uh-oh.
I'm fabulous. There's an island named
There's my island.
What was the story?
The condensed version was this family of the Thatchers and the Averys were going from like Marblehead to Salem, and they basically ran into what meteorologists have described as the largest hurricane ever to hit New England from what they've been able to piece together. And the ship basically broke apart in the rocks, and everybody died except for Mr. and Mrs. Thatcher.
And they ended up on the island.
So the kids died. The entire Avery family died. Sailors died. Everybody died except for Mr. and Mrs. Thatcher.
So this is 16.
It's a very grim story about trying to save.
And then they,
you know what year it was?
What's that?
You know what year it was, roughly?
1640s. Yeah, somewhere back in the
1600s. So right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
they, basically the colony gave the island to them.
Yeah.
And they actually I guess only one of the Avery was a pastor, and one of the daughters, they found one of the daughters dead, unfortunately. So the daughter's actually buried on the island.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a doctor, right? And he was going
But when you go see the
lens.
There's like story points where you just push a button and it's out loud and it just...
You know what else is cool that I thought was really cool too is that... Like clear glass video part.
That's what we're talking about.
You can press that. I didn't know that was interactive.
It
was beautiful.
Kiosks. Yeah. Like, and also, you can take pictures in there. There's certain places they say, please don't use photography because it must ruin. But I only brought my cell phone because I didn't want to bring my camera because usually you can't take photos.
Very cool.
But you can take photos in there. And the Gloucester grocery store sign and all that stuff was really cool.
So...
Yep. One thing that I really like them to do, and maybe for the 400th anniversary, is to allow the use of the oars, because those are the original oars that they used in the Fiesta Parade, is maybe allow us to use those that year.
Rather than have to redo them or something.
Well, no, we have oars, but they're reproductions. They're not the original oars that were first used in the Fiesta Parade.
All right.
And there was a lot of people there.
Oh, yeah.
I met people there. It was packed, and I think it's so interesting.
Oh, here's another point about the Cape Ann Museum. So for all the people that did not want the Moose Lodge to come down.
Hello.
We got to go there. It's a gorgeous garden. We got to park right there and walk right across without having to pay. So they have parking. You don't have to pay. So go to the Cape Ann. The point is, there's a couple days left, a couple weeks left.
Residence free.
Go there.
It's fabulous.
And support the museum. You can leave a little money in the tip jar if you feel like.
Yes.
I am so very excited about this next topic because I feel like it is just a stupid, crazy, awesome victory. I started the whole electricity series back in November. Were you upset about something, Melissa?
I had that done, and my bill was still $300 in our house.
Well, that's because it spikes this time of year.
I know.
But this is what I'm going to tell you. I contacted these four different, the energy suppliers. If you go right now, if you have not changed to a different energy supplier and you're paying a National Grid, it's 16.273 mm-hmm. per kilowatt hour right now. Mm-hmm. If you have done nothing, okay? This company that, I contacted four companies and says, if we get a bunch of people, can you get us a better rate than what's out there? They said, well, right now we have currently the cheapest rates that are listed anywhere, and if you get a bunch of people, we'll give you a nickel off of that. A 0.5. Yeah. So right now, their advertised rates is National Grid is 16.273. This company's advertised rate is 10.9. They're going to do 10, well, it's whatever it is. You lock in for either 6 or 24 months. They're going to give you either option for 10.4. Lower than any, it's almost 40% cheaper for just signing up. They're going to let us know Monday or Tuesday and where to call.
But they want your firstborn?
No. It is awesome. I am so proud of this.
Give him my firstborn. Shit.
But I am so seriously proud of this because for people that have electric heat, literally, this could be thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In your case, at least $1,000 if you're going down 40%.
Yeah.
That's crazy savings.
My bill was $400. We run our business out of there,
twice
but still
as big as mine.
But it's like we run the business in downstairs. The office is electric heat, unfortunately. But it's crazy.
But
you're right.
It's crazy to pay like when you don't have to pay that.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get they're gonna give us the information Monday or Tuesday, and I'll put the link. I'm gonna keep it at the top
people
of the blog.
People don't
so
like change though. They don't want to have funny. To like go and make that phone call. But it is
as easy as
it.
Filling out an online mm-hmm. form. The people that don't take advantage of it's like you may as well open up your window and just throw money out the window. That's how stupid you have to be to not do it.
When some people, like Toby was saying, you have to give up your firstborn or a kidney or something because people are skeptical.
Oh, people are skeptical because they say, I've been used to getting my energy from National Grid. What happens if something happens to my electric pole? It means nothing.
I know. It's
still National Grid going to come out and fix your pole, your line and everything.
It's just the supply. It's not the physical.
These different companies go out and they buy energy on the open market and they figure out some work closer than others, and this company seems to be working really close. So there you go. If you're skeptical and you think that energy prices are going to go way down, you can lock down for as little as 6 months. So then, if you think like 6 months from now, electricity price is going to be cheaper than what it is right now, you could redo it from there. But or you can do 24 months if you think it's going to go higher. So you got that.
I'm really, we're in.
I am so proud of that though. I'm really proud of that. Yeah. Thank you.
We don't have much of a life.
And we're done.
Yeah, so I got a picture and an email. This guy, Alex, I forget his last name, but he was walking through Burnsfield. He stepped in dog poop.
Oh, yeah.
You see that visual? How disgusting that was. But, like, I imagine anybody that steps in dog poop is obviously very upset. and so you vet and stuff like that. But he said, now he says that there's a lot of dog poop along in Burnhamsfield that people aren't picking up. So immediately I go to my Burnhamsfield guy, John McElhenney. Mm-hmm. I said, John, what's the deal here? Is it really as bad as this guy says? He goes, you know, it's just like any place else. There's good people and there's bad people throughout the city. There's going to be places where people don't pick up their poop and other places that they do. And so what is the answer? I mean, is the answer enforcement? I mean, this goes right back to the leash law. Like, you know, who are we going to pay to sit there and make sure everybody picks up the poop? Doesn't it really come back to personal responsibility?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And calling people out if they see
somebody once.
I've called people out before in front of my own house, which is really stupid. I understand that. But seriously, I went inside and offered the person a bag, and the guy goes, it's organic. It's dog poop. And I'm like, no, it's
really
not. There's a law. I'm offering you the opportunity to do the right thing and clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And flat out refused to do it.
Organic or not, someone's going to step in it before he disappears.
And in the next month, I had dog shit in front of my front door.
Yeah.
Every single day.
What's more irritating?
Okay, you put it there or just...
I think he
went.
Someone didn't like the chicken.
Somebody brought their dog.
He went to Ravenswood in the woods.
What I think happened is that's where he takes his dog for a walk, and just deliberately allowed his dog to poop in front of my door.
That's some serious talent right there. Getting your dog to poop on
now, yeah, right now, goes. Right now. This is Melissa's house.
Until you
over. Well, remember they smell it, so you know.
And it would be somewhere
you're
in
he
the
didn't
vicinity.
No. Rockport has.
Oh, nice throw.
Does Gloucester have bags around?
Yeah.
Like Rockport has.
The hell the point they give you the bags.
Rockport does that, yeah. Rockport has a little bag.
I don't feel that it's Gloucester's responsibility to pay for poop bags.
I agree.
You own a dog, it's your responsibility. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't own a dog, I don't have that responsibility, and I still have trash bags in my vehicle, and, you know, with us, especially when we go to Burnhamsfield, because I know it's such a problem.
I'm not picking up other people's dog poop. That's not going to happen. I am not that good of a volunteer person.
If it is between that and stepping in it when we go to the garden or whatever, if it's in that vicinity, we don't have a choice.
You're a better person than me.
We take the dogs to the beach, which, you know, I mean, it's the beach. The tide's going to come up and it's going to disappear, but we bring bags, and heaven forbid we use our bag and the dog, you know, goes to the bag. This is a lovely conversation, by the way. The dog goes to the bag, and I find myself on my hands and knees digging a hole and burying it and covering it, so no one steps in it. And that's a beach, never mind, like, walking down.
When the tide
something.
Comes in, what happens?
You pick up poop, too, and you don't have a dog?
Oh, the hole. Donna? Are you gonna pick up my hole?
No, Eric has a dog, but
resurfacing, but then at least it goes out to the ocean.
Well, then it becomes
stainless
brown trout.
But we have two dogs. I've never,
right?
ever left. And anything
like dogs. That's why there shouldn't be dogs.
Cats should be on leashes whenever they're outside.
We have to say in honor of Polly Walnut's Bingo. Poor Bingo.
I felt so bad.
Yeah.
That's a tough place.
Why do you keep on calling
Bingo?
I thought you meant Bingo. Like, you're right. And then I read his comment. I'm like, don't mess with him. It's a sad day when that happens.
When Blaze first came into the office here, he went behind the desk and he started pulling at all the wires in my computer. He almost took down Good Morning Gloucester.
Can you imagine on his face when that happened?
Maybe he didn't like your post about the dogs.
What's that?
Maybe he didn't like the post about his dogs.
Karma.
Yeah.
It's karma. That's right.
That's a tough decision he had to make. That's probably... Yeah, we're
put that
there.
Thing down.
You do the right thing.
You do.
Animal. I'm sorry. I was raised in a different environment. I was raised on a ranch where it was a part of life. Animals died. You ate them.
Oh. Yeah.
It's just it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I grew up. So I have no problem if my animal is suffering.
Donna. They didn't eat the dogs.
Take
it down.
Take it down.
Oh yeah. Don't let the
sniper shot.
We had to shoot our own horse.
Take a sniper shot.
It broke its leg. We didn't have a choice.
So
it's
sad.
Suffering.
You shot him?
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
With a fucking gun?
Yeah. You don't have a choice. The animal is suffering.
Suffering bad when they break their leg.
Peter's going to be coming here throwing buckets of
cow blood
on you.
Oh, no, they believe in that kind of stuff.
That's fine.
Though.
I just swear.
It's sad.
Can we go back to the Thatcher Island story?
That's gruesome. Gruesome podcast 101. This should be a Halloween podcast. Yeah.
People eating tasty animals.
Yes.
I had the t-shirt. Dear. I did own the t-shirt. Yeah. So if there's ever anything that could possibly save the Gloucester Daily Times, I feel like this whole mayor thing, and we're not going to talk politics, like, is she a good mayor, is she not going to be a good mayor, or anything like that. But if there's anything that's going to save the Gloucester Daily Times is, I feel like these reporters are salivating right now, waiting for her to, and I don't think
be
she's
herself.
Gonna, and I don't think she's gonna drop F bombs in meetings.
No.
And I don't think she's gonna. I think she's taking this very seriously. Yeah. And I
can't tell you how comforting it is to actually see the inside of the mayor's office.
Back up. We're not going there.
All right.
We're not doing that kind
of thing. Their mural in there is gorgeous.
What we're talking about is the Gloucester Daily Times. And so this is a reason to subscribe to the Gloucester Daily Times, because the next, with the election coming up and everything, I feel like these new reporters have stepped up a little bit and actually done a little bit more reporting. I don't know if they're right or wrong, because I don't really read everything. But anyway, I think it is a reason to subscribe to the
club. Oh my god.
No, don't sell it. So anyway,
you just put them both back in their corners. I wish we had the visual for that.
Yes, I'm like,
ding, ding,
anyway,
my tongue is bleeding.
I'm bleeding. I don't want you to get you in trouble. I don't want anybody in trouble. We're trying to keep
super cheery podcast.
Okay, cheery podcast 101. Yeah. Right here. This is how you do it.
It's gonna rain today.
But there's so many moving parts. Like if and the point I was trying to bring up, and I haven't got to it yet, was like that process of the, you know, electing, having the new mayor, the city council picking the new mayor. Like, if ever there was a reason to, like, to try to understand processes, because I've heard so much bullshit in the community of people that really had no idea of what the process really was or what was going on. Hopefully, you know, you get reporters that are fact-checking and reporting it properly, because you know, there's a whole new process coming up with, you know, this new election. And, you know, holding people's feet to the fire that said maybe I wasn't going to run or I am going to run because I didn't do this or whatever happens, it's just going to be very interesting.
And it's interesting, and I was speaking to someone and she said, why don't they do a special election? I said, do you want to pay for that? Think about, you know, that would cost money to do a special election.
Yeah, no.
$30,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they don't get it.
You can't do a special election after the first day of the second term.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you can't. It wasn't even an option.
Second year of the term.
I think it's very. It was very interesting, the whole thing. I don't pretend to understand the inner machinations of what went into the vote, but it must have been quite a scene.
Quick.
It was over quickly, though, wasn't it, Melissa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one round.
One round.
Not even a round.
And for the city council, when the guy from Stewart, what's his name? Who's the guy in Lane's?
Bob Stewart.
Paul what?
Bob Stewart.
Bob Stewart. Bob Stewart. When his went a bunch of rounds, right?
Oh my God! Yeah, we were all ready to hang ourselves at that point. Yeah, I don't even remember how many rounds it was, but it was annoyingly long, and everybody was kind of stubborn with
you're at an impasse.
Yeah, and it wasn't until the gentleman that I was supporting said, "Get on with it."
Yeah,
and you know, because I gave my word to somebody, I wasn't going to change on that.
Right.
So
big time respect there. Big time respect there. Yeah. So there you go. Good luck to our current mayor. We wish her all the best of luck. And whoever ends up the next mayor, we wish them luck. Because, you know, the point, I think, for Good Morning Gloucester is, like, whoever is in office, like, I hope our report, you know, the people that are contributors understand that we want to support that person, whoever is in office, because I'd like to see Gloucester go forward. Mm-hmm. And I mean, ideally you have, you know, city council and mayor that work together, and ideally you have a strong mayor that doesn't kowtow to, you know, just popular opinion if it's not the right thing. Anyway, the point is, we want, I'd like to unify, I like a unifier that more than a divisiveness and stuff like that. And we want, I like the path that we were on. I think the Gloucester is in the last 10 years has come leaps and bounds, and I want to keep that going. So we're coming from a place of positivity here. So there you go. The chamber license plates. Did anybody here get one? You paid for one.
I did, two of them.
Wow.
Very good. And I did. Yeah. Way back in May.
Very good.
One of the first ones to do it because I'm such a goof.
No, they need about another 1,000. They're right around 500.
To push it a little bit more of at events.
Yeah.
So people can fill out right there.
Well, Catherine Schlichty, congratulations to her, new board of director, board of directors president. Awesome person.
She is awesome.
She said it's one of
funny.
She's hilarious. So she says that's one of her big initiatives. She's going to
because it really helps the community.
It helps the chamber. It helps the community. It helps tourism. A lot of that money goes back into the community. I like the design. I like the design. Now, I think I brought this up in a long podcast ago, but do you think, here's a question, do you think that they would have sold out all 1,500 if they didn't put all four communities on there, if they just did Gloucester?
If they did Good Morning Gloucester,
I know, right?
Nicole
did it. And I went to the opening when they had the show, and most people voted for the Man at the Wheel one.
Yeah.
Because it was outstanding.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have Manchester, Essex, Rockport. You got to include them all.
Yeah.
But I think that Man at the Wheel, when people were voting, because I was were drawn to that because it was really beautiful.
Well, I mean, it's just like what happened with the quarter. Everybody voted for the Man at the Wheel, and then after the voting was done, and I love government work, they realized that it's not a state.
It's privately, well, it's owned by the city.
State statue or whatever.
But so do you think that the problem, but do you think like, the so all as there's four little logos, do you think that like everybody's like, oh, it's not really representing my town. It's representing, you know, Cape Ann. If it was Gloucester, I would have totally got it. Or do you think that's not a non-factor?
Well, see, then it wouldn't be Cape Ann.
Yeah,
I get that, but do you think it would have sold better?
I think it probably would have sold better.
For me personally, it's the expense. So,
well, it's only $12 more than a license plate.
Really?
Yeah, because for Rick and I, it was $80. Because
you have the
I have the Red Sox one.
Yeah,
the
extra
money goes to the Jimmy Fund, but that's only $10, $12 more than
Because it's every 4 years. It's every 4 years.
It's only It costs us $80 for two licenses.
No, if it was that much more, I would be happy.
Right? Who knew?
So there you go. Go get your.
$80 for two.
Catherine, I'd like an application, please.
You can. I'm going to tell you. So the point is, I did an interview with them, and they don't even have to fill out the form online. You can just call the chamber save me a plate. I'll get you the money later on or whatever, and that'll save you a spot. That'll get you a plate. But they need the numbers. They need 1,500 to start.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make it as easy as possible.
And we have 30,000 people in this city alone, and then you have Rockport and
Essex. Not 30,000 cars, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you sure?
Are you kidding me? Seriously?
We might.
For
might
every
see
res- well,
no,
yeah.
You got kids.
I know.
You got elders.
Seriously, trucks. There's.
And I don't think commercial vehicles can.
I mean, we have a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's just not being pushed in the right direction. Maybe people think that it's more expensive, like I thought.
And I think they need to be at certain events with the paperwork and an explanation.
They don't even need to have the paperwork, Donna.
That's right.
They could just call. They could have a thing. Just say, leave your name and your telephone number. We'll get a hold of
Market basket with a clipboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the next step.
They were at Sidewalk Bazaar. I've seen them at almost every event in Gloucester.
Well, you know what else they said? Yeah, they have been. Yeah. But you know what else they're going to do, which is I think is going to be a big help, is they're working with DECA in the in the different communities. Yeah. And the DECA as a fundraising thing. So they're probably going to give, DECA's probably get a little piece of it. When they sign people up or whatever.
And that's what it's supposed to do.
And that's
going to
be awesome.
And that's what it should do. And it's a great educational piece for the kids. So.
Kids are pretty...
You have to be dedicated to be in DECA.
Yeah, they're pretty smart. Yeah.
If you're in DECA, then you're probably the top, 5% of the people. You got to be one of the future leaders, probably. You know, there's probably a much better chance of you being a future leader if you're in DECA because you're there in the first place because, it's kind of like leadership... Yep. Business type of deal. Nicole, yesterday you went to the car show.
We did.
How was it?
It was excellent. I don't know how many New Year's the new Expo Center has been there down in
South
Boston. Yeah, on Summer Street. I used to always go to the car show and the boat show in the old Expo Center down like
the Hines.
And so the building's gorgeous. And we had a really great time. And my boys are super into cars right now, which is kind of somewhat annoying, but they were like
down in the Seaport District.
My friends own that Laugh Boston Comedy Club in the Seaport Hotel right there, so it's right next to that. Yep. It's really easy to get to, but the building's gorgeous and
free parking on Sunday.
For the event was $15, but the event itself was really cheap, and they
the boat
had a big
show
shuttle
uses that facility.
Yep.
As well.
I go to the boat
and
show.
The ski show.
They do too.
It's huge in there.
Yeah, gorgeous and really maybe because of the kids, no one pressured us to look or sign anything and the kids were in and out of. I mean, I took video. You'll probably all have to see it at some point, but all over the place. The kids had a blast and just really clean. Great building.
Now you said you texted me because I asked if you were going to come for the podcast this morning.
Yes.
And you said, "Yeah, we're here to look at minivans." Because hockey bags. But wait a second. The way you said it was like it was a bad thing. But I remember.
You're like minivan.
I remember driving a minivan. When you have children and you have the captain's chairs for the second row where the kids sit, and there's that pass through where they can get to the very back after that.
You can't be
and the button that automatically opens this big side door, and the kids can, and it's low, so the kids can hop right in there and take their own stuff in and out.
Oh, God, I remember.
I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. Like, there is no shame in going for a minivan.
They're just not cute. I'm not going to get on that whole. My mom used to have a minivan, and she used to live in Arizona and Arkansas, and we drove across country a couple of times with the kids, and it was excellent. And then we went to New York City. I did a post about that. The kids thought we were getting the Maserati at the dealership, and we went and picked up the minivan instead. But totally smitten. The whole way was like 3.5 or 4 hours down to New York and back with six of us in the car, and the kids could reach all their stuff. And so the wheels started to turn anyway. But then I saw the Kia Sedona, which is really cute. It's like little and. So I went because I wanted to look at that. We went anyway because the kids are infatuated and wanted to see all of the cars. But I wanted to look at that. Freddie's looking at trucks. We both kind of need new cars. And
have you seen the movie, not a current movie, but the movie Get Shorty?
Yes, that's a long time ago.
Remember the whole scene, the scenes about the minivan?
Yes.
You have to rent the movie just to see those scenes. It's great.
So John Travolta was in
that. John Travolta, Danny DeVito.
Do you think, like in your opinion, do you think that they offer you anything, like any special deals at the?
I literally didn't, and again, maybe because we were chasing the kids. I mean, I was more concerned about losing my children there than I was in Times Square or Disney World. Like they were all, just because they were... all over the place. So maybe because of who we were, but I wasn't offered a single deal. No one approached me. So I don't know. I honestly thought, I said to my husband, I could have walked out of there having bought a car if somebody had approached us maybe. So I'm glad no one didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Well, I think it's, but I guess one of the real benefits of going to something like that is if you are in the market for a car, you can see like everything that you had previously thought you might want to see without having to drive 5 miles in between different dealerships.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly
like that.
What I did. I found myself, and again, we were there mostly to entertain the kids. I have to be honest, but I took pictures of all the, whatever.
The cool cars. Do they have concept cars?
Cool cars.
Growing up, Was there ever, like when you go through car magazines, was there anything more that you were interested in than the concept cars, like in car magazines?
Women.
Wow. Women.
Now, Rick just bought a Honda CR-V, but we went online through AARP, found out that Honda North will guarantee a certain price. We went to Honda North. 2.5 hours later, we drove the car.
You walked out.
No negotiating. Yeah, awesome.
So there's no negotiating. So I think that's probably why they don't hound you as much, because the negotiation now with, well, we did it through AARP.
Yeah. Well, I definitely left there with my top five cars that I'll look at in the next year or so, you know.
People.
There was a Lamborghini there. Nice. I know there were tons. There were tons of Maseratis and Lamborghinis, nice. But there was one in particular with the sold. The sold stickers always crack me up because yeah. Sold. Who the hell? But the base price was, well, make a guess.
$325.
What'd you say?
$325.
$250?
Base price was like $465.
Whoa.
And I took a picture, and I don't know what I was thinking, except that I didn't want to lose my kids, but I took a picture that I'll put in a blog post later, and it didn't show the final, like, with option price. Like, the paint, the pearl white paint was like $11,000 or something.
Oh, Jesus.
You know? So like, the final price had to easy be like $560.
That's not macked out.
I mean, who has that?
I don't know who sold.
How much more do people want?
P. Diddy.
There's some Maserati.
P. Diddy.
Yeah, they have. And I looked at one. Yeah.
Our dentist drives one.
Big Poppy probably has one.
There's a reason why NFL and NBA players
are bankrupt.
But I think that's so, like, for me, to even if I had that kind of money, I'm just... I go for the Camaro.
What appreciation is when you drive it a lot.
But you're from Somerville.
50%. 25,000.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But they were doing test drives, which I found, you know, in the middle of the city. And they were trying, they really wanted you to, when you walked in, they wanted you to sign up for a test drive. And the particular minivan that I was maybe going to look at was doing test drives. And I was like, no, thank you. I don't need that pressure right now. Yeah.
I love the feeling in a minivan when you're up high and you're like kind of like usually the engines like you're close to the front of the car in a minivan like so yeah. Parking is actually a lot easier than in like a my pickup truck is brutal.
So you drive a truck though. Well, I drive a Jeep Commander, but it's the distance from you to the back. Like I think I would have trouble.
Yeah,
you get used
parallel
to it quick.
Parking and back.
Yeah. And, you know all those minivans now they have the backup.
Yeah, a lot of minivans have a backup.
Yeah. Yeah, but they have the backup. Rick's new car has it, so you know I'm not.
Melissa, you want to talk about this David Black sculpture meeting? What's that?
Yeah, there's a board meeting on Monday, the 29th at 6 p.m. at Maritime Gloucester. There's a proposed sculpture for Solomon Jacobs Park, and the sculpture is. David Black is from Gloucester. He was born and raised here, and he lives out in Ohio now. But it's a fabulous sculpture, and I will be submitting a piece for you to put on the blog with the.
So, what is the meeting about? To say we should allow this or not, or what do you
mean?
Well,
I mean it's just community input. The Committee for the Arts has had several meetings now. But this is
every time something comes up, like some public art installation or something, it seems like the artists get all pissy and jealous, and they backbite each other and everything else. Like down Rocky Neck, some guy was gonna put some sculpture, and like there was meetings, and everybody's like, "No, we don't want it." Like and then the ones the crosswalks with that temporary one the harbor walk thing. And so, like, local people just shitting all over that guy. I mean, the guy put his heart and soul. It was always supposed to be a temporary thing. And, like, you know, people are like, rah!
Well, it turned into a dangerous thing, unfortunately.
They pulled apart. They would.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah. Yeah. And one of them got sucked up in the street sweeper. I mean, they were slippery.
Well, I have never seen one public art thing that goes out for bid. No, because I'm on the inside of a lot of these things with the committees talking to the people, that there wasn't huge like infighting over who, once someone gets awarded it, like you hear all the chirping about that person didn't deserve it, this, that, and the other thing.
Well, that's a normal.
This gentleman is donating his portion or his fee usually that he gets for doing a sculpture. We're not having to pay for that. National Grid, with their remediation of Solomon Jacobs Park, is going to do the platform. And so, I mean, there's a lot of community effort to go into this.
Bill, you wanted to talk about the Phyllis A. annual meeting.
Yes.
What, like, why would someone go to it? If is it just for the people that are involved, or is it for the public?
No, it's for the public. It's our chance to go over everything that we've done, show everybody the stuff that we have planned forthcoming, try to see if there's more people interested in getting involved in this. Obviously, I think it's a great project, but I'm a little biased on that. Gloria makes some great chowders. Gloria Parsons. Oh, we'll have some chowders and some cream puffs.
All right. Available. Well, you're going to get a whole bunch of mooch people. Whoa! Gotta mooch all the food.
Where is it?
It'll be over at the Rocky Neck Cultural Center.
What day?
That's the name of it. It's on next Saturday, so the 24th.
Okay.
What's that?
What time?
At 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, we put a press release on the blog, too, for it. So people can always research that.
And you have a link to pay the donation.
Right? Yeah.
What's the website?
It's phyllis-a.org.
Phyllis, oh, that's
or
easy.
Check us out on Facebook, too. Friends of the Phyllis A.
Yeah.
Go on there. It's all sorts of, you know, we got the, she's up on the blocks, up in the parking lot now, so we can do some serious work on her. Even people like me who aren't necessarily
craftsman,
thank you.
It's putting it nice.
So you so what is the current state of the ship, and where is it going to be once it gets all repaired?
Once everything gets done, it'll be at the railways.
That's its permanent home for its foreseeable home, future.
Correct. It's a very big you know, you hear a lot of these boats that get repaired and they end up going to other places, but you know, the family aspect of all, especially, you know, with the Arnold family and the Parsons.
Can I make a suggestion?
Certainly.
Here's my suggestion. Take a little bit of the money that you have in your budget, set up a webcam looking down at the people that are working, and allow people to watch the progress.
That's a good idea.
Because what happens is people get invested in it that way and are more likely to help financially support the thing. So I think it's a little bit of money that could potentially drive much more people to support it.
I think there's webcams down there anyway, so it might even be just a matter of repositioning
it, whatever.
Or tweaking.
Well, there you go. Whatever it happens to be, do that. And if you do that, send me the thing, and I'll be happy to post it on the blog.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. So there you go. Next Saturday, 4:30, Rocky Neck Cultural Center on Watson Street, is it?
I have no idea.
Whatever. Everybody knows where it is.
No, I think it's
on the corner from Sailor
Stairs. I think it's Rocky Neck Ave.
Rocky Neck Ave. Okay, there you go. Donna, you want to talk about Magnolia Happenings. 525 is currently delivering. Yeah.
So, especially like tonight, a lot of people putting in orders and having their food delivered.
Big game. You don't have to cook. You can have your food delivered from 525.
Yep.
And
it's been very crowded in there.
Is it
yesterday
free delivery?
I don't know, probably, to be honest. This, you know, I think they don't have their, they...
Is it to anywhere in Gloucester?
Yes.
Or is it outside of Gloucester?
Yeah, they'll deliver anywhere.
Well, yeah, Alaska.
I mean, I don't think they're going to Waltham.
You deliver anywhere.
It is once.
I remember that when I met working Waltham.
Yeah.
That's Waltham. Okay. Right around the corner from Sailor Stands.
But, I mean, I think that, the gym is next door, and we share a bathroom, the restrooms. And I was looking in there yesterday, and it was pretty crowded, and I'm glad to see it.
What, the gym?
Oh, no, the restrooms are down the hall.
How's the gym?
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Back up. Whoa,
who shares the restroom?
No, the restaurant and the gym share the restroom.
I do not want to go eat and see some sweaty, nasty...
Oh,
no,
it's nice and clean.
It's out back. It's nice and clean. It's very clean. But when you go in there, I can look in the rest of...
How does
you
she
know
even get
people?
Reelected to anything?
I am so confused.
I'm going.
So anyway,
I'm not going there.
I don't get the concept of...
Evidently, she won't be running for Magnolia.
It's a big restroom. Well, the MAC shares a bathroom.
I've been in the 525.
With who?
And
the MAC
shares
bathroom.
With my husband.
No,
I'm sure. Are you sure?
No.
So funny.
And I'm perplexed.
I've never eaten there. What are you talking about?
Shut up.
I have yet to go, but I've heard great things, except for maybe the bathroom.
I was there Thanksgiving.
The restaurant is fabulous.
You are. Yeah, and it's really
beautiful space.
Yeah.
Much more, you know, people going in there. I love it that they go in there after the gym. And I'm like, didn't you just...
If I was from... Yeah. If I lived in Magnolia, I would seriously support that place. I would feel very lucky to have a place like that in Magnolia.
Melissa goes. So this is our evening one night. It was me, Bill, and two other friends of our... couples that we hang out with. And another friend of ours. And we went to the auction. We went to the preview. And then we called the husbands and we said, okay, dinner's over at 525. We went and had dinner and drinks at 525, which apparently the more you drink, the more you bid on stuff at the auction. It was fabulous. It worked out great for us. And
Bill's hitting the no button.
And then we went over to the auction and had a blast at the auction. And you know what? We had our whole evening in Magnolia. And it's fabulous that you can do
Destination.
That now.
Destination Magnolia.
Once a month at
Waltz.
At Waltz. Yeah.
Walt Kalendas. I have still not been in there and I mean to get in there.
Oh my god, stuff in there.
We bought so much stuff.
Stuff.
He's got great stuff. Awesome.
Wait, you don't want to advertise this because we're going to have more people in there bidding against us now.
Prices just went up. Just like
wait, that. When's the auctions?
Every once a month.
They're once a month.
Oh, I want to go just for the fun of it.
It's just a fun experience.
Okay, Melissa Koss, can you do me a favor? Yeah. I'm putting this on you. This is your assignment. The next time that there's one of these auctions, can you alert me a week ahead of time?
I will.
And if I don't have my daughters, then we'll go with couples and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, it's so much fun.
And he does. He's got beautiful things in there.
And some of it's a grab bag thing. And you just
really
get on
camera. Some days you really need a camera.
It's got beautiful things in there.
Oh,
I love that Donna has the same hat. She wears the same hat, and she has not taken it off.
Yes,
she got has the same hat as that my mom got for my daughters. And they're 7 and 9 years old, and Donna has not taken the hat off
yet. The TBT Post, Downtown Gloucester.
It's awesome.
Fabulous.
Great
they
people.
Have some beautiful
Very
stuff.
Very cool people.
And this is, and I love this because I'm not tying it. And
I really want to tie it.
Oh. I feel like I have pigtails.
I feel like it's going to hurt.
Well, I feel like I have pigtails.
I just don't want you to do the blonde thing, and the baubles are just going to knock you out.
There you go.
All right,
we're getting off track. Toby, any interesting dining experiences this week you want to talk about? No?
Whoa! Living on the edge, Toby.
There's that. How about you, Bill? Nothing?
No.
No.
Interesting. You're looking at me. Interesting. No, we stopped at the Border Cafe last night. I don't know if that's where anybody wants to go and on Route 1 with the kids, but they love it. Loud and easy for the kids. And
I had a great lunch at Passports.
Nice.
He had made that Portuguese dish, the ala tijana. Did I say it right, Toby?
That's correct.
I said it right, yeah.
It's a pork dish.
It's a pork dish.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, really Rick and I went there yesterday.
You know, I know I talk about it incessantly. I know he's a good friend of mine and stuff. But honest to God, I can't say enough like how I really feel like his place is the intersection, especially for lunch, of value and scratch kitchen food in town, like downtown.
And they serve a popover.
That too.
And they serve a popover! Donna, Alessandri. Yeah, no. But like the food is so good, man.
It is.
It's like really tasty, and he gives you good portions, and the prices, you're not getting smoked. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can take half of it home when I get the roll.
He's got an upcoming wine dinner. We'll have to pimp that for him. How about you? Any interesting dinners?
I don't cook. Bill usually cooks. George's breakfast.
George's breakfast always good.
A win.
Always good.
Never lose there.
So I had Lindsay Krause and Rick Blue and Doug Vendeheel or something. The nice guy who's going to do some speaking at the Wisdom's Heart place, and they were asking me where they should have breakfast, and I think there's different places you would recommend for different kind of experiences, and you know. Willow Rest has to be on the up top people's list. Sugar Mags is a good place. You know, we have so many.
Yeah.
Oh God, this is so redundant. I feel like I say this every time, but like, but if you want like a local, if you want a total locals experience, wouldn't you? Where would you? Okay, here it is. We gotta go around. I'm gonna say mine first. for a locals experience breakfast, I'm going to give you two: George's and Fort Square Cafe. You okay? Go, Melissa Cox.
George's, Fort Square, and I say Two Sisters.
Okay.
All of them.
George's, Two Sisters, Fort Square.
Yeah, I was going to say George's or Two Sisters, but we do the Cape Ann Marina because the kids like to look at the boats.
Oh, Mile Marker.
Mile Marker 1. Yeah, I haven't done breakfast there yet, but people rave about it.
It's good.
You eat breakfast, you hit the pool. By then, Bloody Mary bar is open.
February vacation, that's going to be a great call.
Yeah,
we'll be pool.
Yeah, that's place a good idea. Awesome.
And they have mimosas.
They do. They're very good. I might have been there a couple weeks ago. Doing
no!
Melissa, I mean, Nicole has not got to a podcast without referencing her alcoholism. Bill, breakfast.
You have
for,
to try
breakfast.
It kinky.
What'd you say?
Try it kinky?
It's a
it kinky?
No,
it kinky?
Oh my God, people. All right, so there's this passion fruit liqueur. Alicia Clark is actually the one that I blame for this. It is delicious. Yeah, I mean,
is it there? Michael Marker?
I don't know. Oh, okay. It was actually really hard to find. Railroad Liquors actually carries it now.
Nice.
And I bought their last bottle last night, so
that's helpful.
But
so I'll be over around three.
Yes, evidently. Yes. But it is delicious. It's passion fruit. It's sweet.
It's healthy.
Yes. It's a fruit. But it's really,
like
really good.
So,
and then after I'm done with it, which will take forever because it just takes a small amount, Anthony Saputo is going to cut it for me. So then it's going to be a nice drinking glass. Because it's got a really cool logo and it says Kinky right across the top. It's fabulous.
What else?
Lucky Bill.
What else did you ask for? Is right.
So next time you have your mimosa, ask for a splash.
Ask for that. Nice.
Yeah.
That's good to know. They have
now
work at Mile Marker. They have like four or five different types of mimosas.
Yeah.
There.
They're really good.
Well, there you go. Bill, did we ask you?
I don't remember.
For a local
I know. I would definitely say George's and Fort Square.
There's consensus. We're building consensus. Yeah. Toby.
They're two of my favorites, I can tell you that. But, on the other hand, somebody like Lindsay, she lives closer to
about locals place.
That's what I'm
so
saying.
I'm going to bring in that next one.
Well, I'm saying the Willow Rest is closer to people who perhaps live in Annisquam or Lanesville. So unless they're making the trek into town, it might not be as convenient.
Uh-huh.
That's all. I mean, I love Fort Square. Rusty's humor is... Mm-hmm. It's great.
Got a scratch kitchen going on there. Prices are right.
And
we didn't give it.
It's a small place, but it's worth the wait to get a table.
George's is worth the wait.
You know what? Charlie's place executes well too. So now upscale.
Ooh.
Dinner?
No, breakfast.
Upscale.
Sugarman. Fancy.
Sugarman.
George's.
Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. More of an upscale.
I don't do upscale in the morning.
All
good
right.
God.
That's
I have to
fine.
Shower and then...
Donna?
It's still George's.
Still George's for you.
Yeah.
Foreign Affairs brunch.
Oh, I forgot.
They do brunch?
She
froze
it.
You got to wait for another couple weeks because
they're closed right now. But
right.
It's just on Sundays.
I think it is.
But they also have the Bloody Mary bar.
Yeah, which I can't talk about, evidently. And I can we back up for a minute? Because I don't think I reference alcoholism. I think you find a way to reference it. There are some people who listen to this who don't want to hear that.
So I don't know. What you're talking about?
I have to,
about?
Yeah, exactly.
You're by so, the way,
yes, they do have a Bloody Mary bar, however. Yes.
Speaking about foreign affairs... I recently talked to Doug, and he has agreed to come down here before they reopen and chat with us.
Oh, sweet.
So
is he going to bring samples?
I was going to say, is he going to bring samples?
Well, he's going to certainly let us know.
Is he going to give us the Brothers Brew treatment
he's going to come down and he's going to talk about what he's got planned for the upcoming season.
Awesome.
I think it's going to be
good
great.
Work, Toby. Nice work.
Good job.
Getting that
we could do it there.
Huh?
Yeah, we can do it there. We totally need to do it there.
Well, Sunday morning.
Just saying.
Last time we podcast from a place that sold alcohol.
You took it out the air.
Yeah, we took it down.
5 to 5
had a good time, Joey.
Yeah.
It was fun, though.
It was a lot of fun.
Dude, that's good.
Took it down.
But 5 to 5 does a brunch, too, on Sunday. Starting at 9.
All of that's great. One of the things I like personally is a place that does breakfast all day. I mean, because breakfast foods don't have to be just enjoyed at 9 in the morning. Mm. They certainly can make a great lunch or...
Well, George is on the weekend, I think. But they're not open all day.
I have to throw in a plug for, what's that Mexican place?
Tacos Lapitos.
They have the best egg and chorizo burrito.
I had that a long time ago. I love that thing.
Right. And I will have that. I will have it for dinner, for lunch. It is fabulous.
Was good.
Doesn't have beans, just eggs and chorizo?
But there's other stuff that go in it too. But
I'm just
don't
curious how you order it.
Without onions. I don't know.
They have pupusas too.
I think they do put beans in there. You can have pinto or black beans, and it's just, oh my god, it's chock full of deliciousness.
I'm always yelling at Jaime down at downtown because he doesn't have the pupusas on the menu, and I'm always like, why don't you put pupusas?
Well, it's not a Mexican.
But he's not Mexican.
No, I understand.
Costa Rican.
What, really?
He's a tica. Yeah.
They're not Mexicans?
Jaime is from Costa Rica.
I had no idea.
But I think Alex is.
Alex is from Mexico. Right.
Yeah.
I thought they were brothers. That's how much I know.
No, Luis and Alex
are brothers.
Oh, okay.
And Jaime, but we won't go there.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Wow.
And Jaime is one of the four amigos. And then there's Steve who's not of Mexican descent.
There you go. Oh, well, interesting. Spanish. I am all in on Tacos Lupita.
Oh my god!
I am all in on Tacos Lupita.
I hate the fact that they're not open on Sundays.
I hate that too.
Sunday is my lazy
inevitably, you're gonna you are driving through town. And you're like, oh, I would love to get some stuff of the game or whatever. Not have to cook or whatever.
Oh,
grab a burrito or some nachos and stuff like that.
I don't know what is in that Washington. Yeah, because they're not open.
Washington
Happy
Street.
Dumplings not open. Corridor. Mexican Touch doesn't open on Sunday.
Scafani's.
Yeah.
And it's so disappointing, especially for like today with the game and everything. I would eat me some Tacos Lupita and oh my god.
Love that
place.
And the price is right. A working man can go in there and under $10.
Oh my god, there's so much food with everything.
So much food.
I'm making a pulled pork.
So Tacos Lupita, here we go. If you're gonna get a burrito, what's your filling? What's your protein inside?
Chorizo.
Chorizo is...
Chorizo is a sausage.
At Tacos Lupita?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know they had sausage.
Okay. What the hell was I just saying?
I was editing a video. I'm sorry,
go ahead. I did a veggie burrito. Sorry.
Veggie burrito there?
Oh, I don't know if I
had the egg and chorizo. It is really yummy.
Oh,
yeah. It's good. Now you make me want to have that for lunch.
I am starving.
Chicken?
Toby.
It's all good, but I also agree that the fact that they have pupusas... They're the only place in town that you can get that if you're looking for that kind of experience.
The question I asked is, what is the protein that you would put in your burrito there?
Whatever you want, Joey.
Okay. I personally, I get the pulled pork off that comes off the... pulled pork.
It's not pulled. It's
the pork that is great. On the rotisserie thing.
So the Sharma? No, wait.
I forget. There's a certain term for it, but I forget. But but I think like everything else is secondary to that.
Question what chorizo was. You need to get chorizo next time you're
No, there. I know what chorizo is. I didn't know it was an option there. I thought it was chicken, steak, or pork.
No.
Or vegetarian. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Good to know. I'll have to try it now. Chorizo.
That's good sausage.
Oh, my God.
You haven't done the cow tongue?
Cow tongue is delicious.
Everybody that has... I have not tried it.
Is it really cow tongue?
Everybody that has tried it has told me it's actually very good there.
Take out the tongue.
See, I'm one of these people who think...
No, I don't really know what I want to tell you shortly.
I don't believe it comes from an animal. I think it just comes in the supermarket or I'll just make...
Oh, my God.
I'm not...
Santa Claus
brings it to the grocery store with the Easter bunny?
Yeah.
So you're one of those people that you don't like to hurt animals. You buy it humanely at the supermarket?
I pretend that it doesn't come from there.
Yeah, there
Rick says, remember...
Hey, whatever works for you.
It's babe.
Whatever
works for you. When I have a damn sandwich...
I had a pig I named a pork chop.
Did you kill that one too with a knife or did you shoot it in the face like you did the horse?
I didn't kill it.
You should shot it in the face, not in the back.
In a burrito.
I didn't kill it.
You said you killed it.
It was gonna die. No, my pig.
Yeah, oh, not the pig.
Pig. His name was Pork Chop. There were no lies between us. It was what he was going to become. So why
dilly-dally?
Buckets of blood. You thought the poop in front of your house was bad? There's going to be buckets of blood on your door.
You were brought.
Just lost the vegan vote, the vegetarian vote.
Fell swoop.
You should come every week. You're a mountain to climb come November.
Yeah, but she was brought up on a ranch where the reality
she gets it
reality.
Out. She gets it out for that.
Where I was brought up in Somerville, we didn't. The only horse I ever saw was the rag man. Used to come up the street. The rags. What? Anybody got rags? Yeah, and it was
my
like,
God, when did you grow up in the 1800s?
Bring out your dead. Oh, bring out
that's
your dead.
That's it. I love that.
Oh my God!
It was the rag man.
I know. Yet.
My great grandmother went to work on a horse. Regina Razzaboni Adazzoni.
Sounds like what? What was the name?
Regina Razzaboni Adazzoni.
Oh. You can't script this shit. You cannot script this.
Sounds like an Italian dish.
The most interesting. You know how they have that character, the Old Spice guy, is the most interesting man in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Donna Adazzoni's grandmother.
I don't always speak great grandmother accent, but when I do, I'm on a podcast.
Ragabazzoni Adazzoni.
Oh, no.
With the horse.
I've been with my family.
The rag man coming up the street on a horse.
The rag man.
Huss or huss.
What is it? A rag
man? Is he also a tinker?
A rag man.
Rags,
and people used to bring their rags out to this little cot.
And what did he do? Clean them?
I don't know what he did with them. But he used to come up and down Porter Street in Somerville.
Was that before or after the Iceman came?
Did you get your cream delivered?
All right. We're just over. Anybody have anything to say in closing?
I'm going to take allocution lessons next week.
That's a big word.
What's allocution?
Yeah. Wow. See?
Pronunciation.
Enunciation.
Yeah. It's called allocution lessons.
Oh.
God help me.
No, don't do that. We don't want you to change.
We love that.
And I don't want you to change.
You know,
don't take
them. I did take them.
Maybe you should just watch my lady.
Why would you do that?
That guy, worst allocution teacher in the history of allocution.
Oh, yeah. Totally needs to be fired. Yeah.
They made us take them in school.
They did.
Nicole, are we going to be able to look forward to a February vacation? What to do with your kids post from
sure.
you? Good. Awesome. Sure. Looking forward
see,
to it.
The buoy auction's coming up. Buoy and bikini dodgeball. Ball.
I'm so excited to have it back.
Yeah, right?
Yep, the farm. Good morning, Gloucester. Good morning, Gloucester is officially not going to be sponsoring it this year because, stuff. But the farm is doing it. We're supporting them. But
and it's
their thing.
It's going to do it again. So
it's going to be at Castro. It's going to happen. I will be sending out their press releases for them. So it's going to happen. It's going to be just as good. It's going to be just as fun as ever.
Yeah. It's at Spindrift, and it is a 21 and older only. So yeah.
Well, I think
maybe it should be.
Yeah,
it should be.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that neither you or I walk away with a black eye again.
We got Wilson.
Yeah.
Or maybe Crystal Wolf will end up on BuzzFeed again.
Oh my God.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. Also, we should really. The buoy auction. Art Haven, one of the top community organizations that we have. David Brooks has put together an awesome team, and they, whoever transitions in and out of there, they keep on replacing them with just as good people. They do so much for our kids. They do so much for the programming, and whenever there is some event, they are involved donating their time. Huge, very important to support Art Haven, and the buoy auction is their number one fundraiser.
It's such a fun event, too.
It is a fun event.
Really,
and some of these kids are really talented.
Yeah, it's a great event. So there you go. Thank you for bringing that up.
Sure.
We have next Saturday. We have the Phyllis A.
Saturday, 4:30 p.m.
Come there and eat all their food. You can put earplugs in if you don't want to listen.
If you're coming, please RSVP so the Gloria knows how much to cook.
Chowder.
Sorry,
pastry puffs.
I don't.
Cream puffs.
Cruiseport has the bridal show on Sunday.
On Sunday. So you got a packed weekend coming up. Toby, you got anything?
No, I'm sorry.
Nothing. All right.
Again, Toby.
That's all right. That's all right. He, you know what? Just his presence is a big...
Is enough. Is enough.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you with a lack of words for anything.
This is the big... Yeah.
You know,
are you feeling
the more,
okay?
The more...
Do we need to go to the emergency room?
Yeah, something like
that. All right, all right.
He's missing his nurses from Salem Hospital.
All right, there's that the exit music. Hey, for Melissa Cox, Donna Adazzoni, Nicole Schraft, Bill Cox, and Mr. Effervescent, Toby Pett, this is Joey Shimatao, another fun podcast. Thanks for coming, guys.
Most welcome. Thank you for inviting me.